Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. This is Emotions Part 3, called Anxiety, Being Sure in an Unsure Time. This comes from Genesis chapter 37 and chapters 39 through 45. Today, we are continuing our series on fear, worry, and anxiety. This is our last one, and we will focus on anxiety. Now, you might be wondering, what is anxiety? Well, sometimes it's that fluttery, nervous feeling or thoughts that just won't go away. It likes to confuse us and makes us think small problems are huge problems, when really, they aren't. We usually feel this when things seem a bit uncertain or when we face challenges, and it can feel kind of like you're excited and nervous at the same time. Let's go ahead and jump right into today's story. I want to introduce you to someone who knows a thing or two about situations that might make us anxious. His name is Joseph.
Why, hello.
Joseph had a big family, lots of brothers.
Hello.
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 And a father who loved him a lot. Sometimes his father played favorites. Joseph was the favorite. Do you think that might cause some jealousy from his brothers?
Yeah.
Yes. Joseph even received a magnificent coat from his father. His brothers were not fans of this. It also didn't help that Joseph told them,
"Hey guys, listen to this dream I had. We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field when suddenly my sheaf, it rose up and it stood upright, while your sheaves, they gathered around mine and they bowed down to it." Weird, right?
His brothers, annoyed at this, said,
"Do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule us?"
And they became even more jealous. Well, one day, Joseph's dad, Israel, who was also known as Jacob, he had a special job for him.
"Oh, Joseph,"
his dad said with a gentle smile,
"your brothers, they're out in a field near a place called Shechem, looking after our sheep, and I'd like you to go and see how they're doing, then please come back and tell me."
Joseph, feeling excited and important, quickly agreed.
"Oh, okay, Dad,"
he said, his eyes shining with excitement. He put on his colorful coat, which made him feel like a superhero, and set off on his adventure. The journey was long, and the sun was warm on his back. But Joseph didn't mind. He imagined the fun stories he'd share with his brothers and how they'd laugh together. After walking a while, he finally spotted them in the distance, busy with the sheep.
"Guys! Hey, guys!"
Joseph called out, waving as he ran closer.
"Guys! Hey, guys! Hey, Dad sent me to check on you and the sheep. How's everything going?"
But to his surprise, his brothers didn't look happy to see him. Instead of smiles, they had frowns, and their eyes didn't sparkle like they usually did. Joseph felt his stomach flip and flop. It didn't feel good.
Guys, what's the matter?
He asked, his voice small. You see, his brothers weren't feeling very brotherly. They were jealous of Joseph's special coat and the dreams he often talked about. So instead of welcoming him, they came up with a cruel, cruel plan. Joseph, still not understanding why his brothers looked at him so strangely, hoped they would soon start joking and laughing like before. But that day, something very different happened. His brothers decided to sell him as a slave to some men traveling by. The money was exchanged for Joseph, and off they took him to Egypt, turning his adventure into something he never expected. How do you think you would have felt if you were Joseph?
I'd feel very angry and very sad.
Now think about those times when something unexpected happened. Maybe a change in plans or a surprise you didn't see coming. Joseph's story reminds us that he too faced a lot of uncertainty, confusion, and yes, anxiety. It's like that moment when you feel a bit lost or unsure about what's happening around you. After being sold into slavery by his brothers, Joseph found himself in a foreign land, far from the familiar faces of home. He navigated through challenges that might have made anyone feel anxious. Yet, in this faraway place, Joseph was not alone. The Bible says, "The Lord was with Joseph, so that he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master." When his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted to his care everything he owned. Listeners, who did it say was with Joseph?
The Lord.
Joseph teaches us that God's presence can be our constant companion, especially in times that make us a bit anxious. Joseph may have felt alone, but the reality is that he was never alone, because God was with him. His eyes may have seen things making him feel unsure, but God had specific, sure plans, a larger story than Joseph could see. I imagine Joseph walking through his master's house, anxiously praying to God for strength. And maybe it sounded like,
"Hey God, walking through this big house, it feels kind of scary. And everything's so different, and I can't stop thinking scary thoughts. I wish things were like they used to be. But I know you're here with me. Even when things are confusing, you see what's in my heart. You can help me feel brave and not so scared. God, when I'm alone and things get tough, please be my friend. Please remind me that you're always there and your love helps me when things are tricky. I'm giving my worries to you and I'm trusting that you've got a plan, even if I don't understand it. Thanks for being my friend, God." I am putting my anxieties and my hopes in your hands. Amen.
Isn't it incredible to think that God's presence is like a warm embrace, wrapping around us even in the midst of uncertainty? Now, here's where the adventure gets really interesting. Joseph continued to be a servant in Potiphar's house until one day he was falsely accused and thrown into prison. That means someone lied, saying that he did something wrong when he did not. But even in prison, he continued to trust in God. In prison, Joseph's ability to interpret dreams became known when he correctly interpreted the dreams of two fellow prisoners. However, he faced another setback when one of the prisoners forgot all about him.
Oh man, come on.
Can you believe it? Poor Joseph. It seems he just can't catch a break. This period of Joseph's life was marked by trials and tests, but it also showed his resilience, faith in God, and his unique gift of dream interpretation. Explaining what they mean. These experiences eventually set the stage for Joseph's encounter with the Pharaoh, ruler of Egypt.
Who's this man you'll speak about who can interpret dreams well?
Oh, that's Joseph, sir.
Bring him to me.
God's plan was in full swing, and Joseph's journey took a turn towards leadership.
Since God has made all this known to you, there is no one so discerning and wise as you. You shall be in charge of my palace, and all my people are to submit to your orders. Only with respect to the throne will I be greater than you.
Pharaoh recognized Joseph's wisdom and put him in charge of the whole land of Egypt. Joseph even correctly interpreted the Pharaoh's dream, putting a plan into place that would save Egypt from a coming famine. And guess who Joseph sees again? His brothers.
Hello.
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 Joseph, even in a position of power, forgives his brothers and embraces them with love.
I missed you guys so much. Get in here for a big hug.
Well, that is it for our story today, but before we go, let's think about what we just heard. Can you imagine your brothers selling you into slavery? You become a servant, and then you help lead an entire kingdom? This was all part of God's amazing plan for Joseph. Now, you might be wondering, how does this connect to anxiety? Well, it shows us that even in the midst of anxious moments, like when Joseph was sold into slavery, God is at work guiding our steps. His plan is bigger than our worries, and he can turn things around in ways we might not even expect. Imagine God as the director of an incredible movie, and you're one of the main characters. Even when things seem tough, he's working behind the scenes to make something beautiful out of your story. Joseph could have let anxiety run the show. That emotion could have confused him even more, telling himself stories that weren't real, like,
I think God doesn't even care. In fact, I bet he doesn't even know I'm stuck here.
Instead, Joseph found peace not because everything went smoothly, but because he believed that God's plan was at work all along. His peace wasn't in the ups and downs, but in the steadfast love of God. Listeners, God loves you more than you can imagine. Feeling anxious can happen to all kinds of people. Even some of the most loved figures in the Bible felt that way at times. But here's the good news. God is right there with you, walking you through your anxiety. And talk to mom and dad, auntie or grandpa too. They are there to help you. Just like Joseph, we can trust that God is working behind the scenes, turning our stories into something beautiful. If Joseph could find peace in the middle of uncertainty, you can too. God's plan for your life is full of hope and promise, and His presence brings comfort. On this episode, we'd like to say thanks to Annie, Anna, Rose, Sage, and Julian for your support. It takes a community to keep this podcast reaching families, and we couldn't continue without you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you'd like to join them and receive the bonus content, go to kbspodcast.com, click bonus content. For these emotion episodes, we have some really incredible activity sheets, parent support audio for you to hear, and more. The link will also be in today's show notes for you. Thank you for joining us on this adventure through Joseph's journey. Until next time, always remember, God loves you and He is with you every step of the way. Thanks for listening. And as always, bye for now.